Welcome to the Mind Her Business podcast, the go-to podcast for female entrepreneurs looking to scale their business while taking care of your mindset, your health, and your family. Honestly, just trying to keep your head above water.
So go ahead and pour yourself a cup of coffee or make your favorite cocktail. We don't judge. It's time to become the holistic CEO you're meant to be.
I'm excited for today's episode.
Well, it's because it's like, it's a passion of ours. It's something I feel like we never started out in this business because of this reason, right? Like we just, I didn't at least. Yeah. I never started our agency or started in the digital space or started educating students because of this. But it is crazy. We wholeheartedly believe that women aren't meant to work the normal 9 to 6.
No.
It's like it's become evident.
Yes.
It, for me, especially now as a mom, and I think for you, looking at that in your on your horizon,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, fully. You know, it's so interesting, right? Like, there's always these conversations, and I feel like we go through waves where people say, you know, women, they balance it all. They do all of the things, and it's like, yeah.
But why should we have to balance?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, why? Why should our only option be to work 45 hours a week? In an office.
If you're lucky.
Right. It could easily, like, you could easily be doing way more than that. Work that, and then also try and have food for your kids ready. Like, it's just like all of these things. Like, why should you have to be balancing all of this? And so you're right. This is not why, like, we went into this space, but I think that that was like an underlying thing. Mm-hmm. An underlying thing was having that freedom. And I think it's so interesting, the more that we've been having conversations about hormones and your cycle and everything, it's like, wait, we're really not supposed to be doing this.
No, and it's different for men. Anybody listening who's like, well, what about the dads? Because I hear you. There, my husband works a normal, he works a remote job, but he works a normal 9 to 5.
Me too.
But it is. Yeah. It is just, they are just so different with the way that their cycles are, right? They're a 24-hour cycle. We're a 28-day cycle. It's totally different. Our on days are far and few between. Our off days are, you know what I mean? Like, we just have more off days than they do. They literally can start a day, have a bad day, start over again the next day. They're just built differently.
Fully.
And this is not to say, I want to say this too. If you are listening and you're like, I like working my 9 to 5, by all means,
do it.
By all means, nobody is stopping you from doing that. Cause I'm seeing that kind of pop up and DMs or in comments where it's like, I'm tired of people shaming those of us who are working a 9 to 5 and enjoy it.
No shame.
No shame in that at all. If it lights you up, if you love your job, if you're happy to go into an office every day, by all means, do it. But if you are one of those that's sitting there going, you know what? I feel stressed. I feel like I'm juggling it all. I feel like I'm not giving my kids enough time. I feel like I should be able to do this, my job, in 4 hours a day. You probably need to look into something in the VA space.
100%. And I think that that's the biggest thing at the end of the day is like knowing that there's other options out there. I always just think this is really interesting. I feel like we think, oh, the 9 to 5 is just what, like, we're always going to do this. This is what we should always do. And it was literally invented by Henry Ford to maximize his assembly line output.
Yeah. So men working on the assembly line.
Right. Like, that was the old, like, that is why the 9 to 5 came to light. And it's like, well, we are not, like, if we're working on in a corporate job, not working on an assembly line, like, we should be evolving from this by now. And so, I did a little bit of research. She was in her research era.
I love that.
And I wanted to kind of see what people were saying when it comes to like what is actually ideal for women. Mm-hmm. Like, because I strongly know that I'm a better person not working in an office, being able to like have this flexibility. I'm one of those people who's like, I have 3 powerful hours in the morning. I need to step outside, see some sun, and then I have 2 more hours, right?
She's kind of a morning routine girly too. So like, I think if anybody threw off your morning routine, like you had to be into the office by 8, like it almost probably pained you to have to be here by 9 today. Like we're recording podcasts. I was like, let's get them knocked out in the morning. I'm all for it. I'm like, let's go. I'll be there at any time. And Emily's like, wait, I have to drink my bone broth. I got to have my coffee. I got to walk my dogs. I got to do at least my 10 pages of reading. I need to listen to this latest podcast.
But like, I'm a really chill girly.
Yeah. You know? You just need you need your morning routine. So you're somebody who thrives with the morning routine. Yeah. And when the morning routine's off, like you said this morning, your dog's had you up from 3 to 4. Yep. You knew you had a workout class planned. Yep. So like, it was almost like your 3 to 4 ruined your entire morning. She's going to have a rude awakening with kids, isn't she? No, I'm just kidding. Oh, she's going to be great. She's like, I got dogs. So
I'm like, June has literally prepared me for all of this, even though it wasn't June. Last night it was Hazel. But no, I am. I'm a routine girly. That's why like 2 years ago when we were traveling so much, I couldn't do it. It was like way too much on me. But I was starting to think back on all of this and I was like, that's why the 9 to 5 doesn't work for me. Yeah. Because, well, first of all, it's not 9 to 5. It's either 9 to 6 or 8 to 5. Like that, I remember when
it's a song. Working 9 to 5. Yeah. I mean, Dolly, she screwed it up because it should have been like 8 to 5 or 9 to 6, but it's not as cute.
Do you know what literally I like was dumbfounded by? So I went to my first, like, okay, it's my first day, corporate America. I'm like, you meet with HR to get all your things. And they're like, okay, so you can pick the times that you want to work. You can either do 7 to 4, 8 to 5, or 9 to 6. And I remember being like, that's longer than 9 to 5. And Dolly said we work 9 to 5. So I'm a little bit confused.
Oh, but the stumpedness on your face, right? I would love to see.
And so I'm just like thinking this in my brain, right? I'm like, that's so weird. And I was like, okay. And they were like, typically you should just like talk to your manager, get that approved, all that kind of stuff. And I remember like asking one of the other girls who like, when we were starting at the same time, I was like, don't you think that's weird? And she was like, you know why it is like that, right? And I was like, no, because they're giving you an hour for lunch. And I was like, what?
Yes.
What?
I know. I only ever had a half an hour for lunch and I still did the 9 to 6. So let's talk about that.
That's other thing too, is like, I think at most we took 30 minutes.
Oh, always, because you never actually took an hour for lunch.
So from that moment, I was like, oh boy, she's not going to be climbing this ladder.
She's not a 9 to 6 girl.
Doing this. But and you know this about me too. I'm one of those weird people who I'm like, come 4 p.m. like I want it to be my time. So I would work 7 to 4. I usually did around like 7:30 to 4:30, but it was draining. And knowing what I know now, I'm like, yeah, it's because you're so psychotic. But I can literally see that phase of like waking up, rushing to get ready, rushing to get to the office because I'm in Atlanta, traffic everywhere. Your cortisol is just like spiked. And now she's having to reverse fight or flight. So women aren't meant to do this. But I digress.
No, you didn't. That's exactly what today's topic is about.
I wanted to share. I actually found this article.
I love this.
LinkedIn. And I thought it was really interesting because here's the thing. We talk a lot about like women's cycles and all of this. But I feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like since we started working together in the same like place, this is going to sound weird, but like we worked together in Ohio, but when we worked together in Ohio, you were still going into an office.
Yeah,
like,
I saw you part-time for a couple hours.
Yeah, and then we lived like just far enough away that like I feel like we maybe saw each other 3 times a month.
Yeah.
Maybe. And then I moved down here. You were in Ohio. We were like, long distance. And then we both moved here and we've seen each other all the time. And so I feel like we've got into essentially like, I can predict when I'm like, Bree's gonna be off, and she can predict probably with me too. Mm-hmm. But when I was reading through this, it makes a lot of sense, right? So I like the way this girl, like,
I love the way she lists it out.
It was so good. Okay. So this is why she says that women are not meant to work the traditional 9 to 5, but instead we need to be aware of our cycle. So menstruation is your flop era. She said, this is when I'm sluggish, tired, and want to coil up in bed. I use this phase for tasks that require deep reflection. Ideal to start brainstorming ideas, planning future projects, and engaging in activities that allow you to tap into your creative side. So essentially you're like a hermit.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm just going to like, don't schedule calls.
Yep.
I'm just going to kind of be in my little space.
You're like almost like you're laying in bed. You've got your notes out when something good comes to you, right? Or you're listening to an audible, reading a book, or you're thinking about planning.
Yes.
But what I hear from this is like, it's not the doing phase.
No.
We're not doing right now. We're not executing on very much, but we're thinking about the execution. Yes.
We're thinking.
Yep.
The next one is the pre-slay.
I love this. Pre-slay era.
I can never say this word correctly.
Follicular phase.
Thank you.
Yes.
With rising estrogen levels, energy levels are picking up. I find this phase is a good time for taking on challenging tasks and tackling projects that demand focus. So leveraging the energy to attend meetings, collaborate, and engage in networking activities. So I think that's really interesting. Yep. So it's like, give yourself the space to think. Now we're starting to knock off that to-do yep. list. So then the third phase is the slay era. And this is ovulation. She's feeling good. Energy levels are up. Confidence is at its peak. This phase is ideal for scheduling those important presentations, meetings, and high impact activities. I feel like this is the perfect time to be like, we're going to do a live mm-hmm. event. This is when we're going to have our calls.
Recording content. Yes. If you are looking to record content, because I know how I am. I cannot operate every day on the like, I'm going to record content today. Yeah. I'm like, no, when I feel good, I'm doing my makeup. I'm doing yep. my hair. I'm going to feel like I feel put together and I'm going to try to batch out as yes. much content as possible. So I feel like the slay era,
right?
Ovulation would be a great time to do that.
Fully. And then after that is the pre-flop era, which is what I'm currently in. And it's your luteal phase. During the luteal
she's phase, in her pre-flop era.
She's pre-flopping. Wait.
We got to find the article and link it below. This, oh my gosh.
Pre-flopping.
Oh, I love that.
During this phase, progesterone.
Wow. You got it, girl. Wow. You're good.
Levels
you're good.
Are high. While it varies for many, I usually find this phase peaks right at the very end. It's when prioritizing, planning, organizing, and all the other tasks piled into the not urgent but need to be done basket. And this makes so much sense.
I got to do that more.
Because right now, yep. I'm literally in my like, I'm planning. I'm doing so much planning yep. right now. And so it makes a lot of sense. But I just really liked that because everyone talks about like, work with your cycle, but I just like the way that she was like the flop, the pre-slay, the slay.
I think that's going to be easier for me to remember too, right? You kind of break it up yeah. and then you know when you're in each one based yeah. on everything. And I know there's like some dates and time ranges and we're going to link this article because I see you so have funny. The resource yes. here. So you guys can listen to it or to read it back and kind of figure it all out. But I do think there is a lot to be said for yes. this. And I know wholeheartedly I go through these phases.
Yeah.
I don't notice I'm in them. I wish I was better about it, but I absolutely know I go through these phases. Like, and you can probably tell when I'm in a phase. Yeah. It's like, how are you? I mean, you even said this morning, you're like, hi, how are you? And just so you guys know, I am like in between my menstruation and my follicular phase. So I'm like pre-slaying right now. I should not be doing a lot of the execution, but unfortunately that's life and we're executing on a ton right now. So it messes with you.
It puts you on edge.
Yeah.
I honestly, so if you are wanting to start like tracking your cycle and all this kind of stuff, I use Natural Cycles and I think it's so good. It actually tells you like the phase that you're coming into. So that would be really helpful to prepare for anyone who's like, oh, I want to start doing this. But this is also why I think becoming a virtual assistant is the best yep. thing for women, because like you can control this. Imagine being able to control and know, okay, this is going to be the period of time where I want to take calls with clients yes. and be able to just only have that be available. Mm-hmm. Like where else can you control when you have your meetings?
And you guys, this is so possible yes. to do, because we set this up all the time. We yeah. have calls that we take Tuesdays, Thursdays with our girls. Like that's the only time yep. people can book. So we've made it very clear. Like you can only book on Tuesdays, Thursdays, because unfortunately having a team with four women,
yeah.
we're not all going to, we're not all going to have the same call all week. Right. So it just is what it is, but you could set it just for that week.
Yeah.
You could block out your Calendly. They could only book for that week. And then you could pre-plan when you're going to batch out the rest of your content.
Yeah.
Based on your week, right? Or you could pre-plan when you're going to actually execute on a program or yeah. create a new offer based on when you're supposed to be that most productive.
I think it's so smart. Honestly, we're talking about doing like more like live events, like online events. And so I'm like, this is what I think that like we need to actually.
Dude, we're putting this. It in your slay right? era. Yeah, we're going to record it then.
When I'm in my slay era, everybody better watch out.
If you've ever been on one of our live calls, you can tell.
Wild.
You can
she's
tell.
Wild, I tell you.
She's feeling good. She's lit up.
The energy is high. But honestly, at the end of the day, I really wanted to have this conversation because I remember thinking, even when I entered the virtual assistant space, I was like, I have to keep working.
Yep.
Like this role, like I have to work from 9 to 6. I need to be available. And I just want to remind you that that's not the case. You have full control. And also, like, this is going to benefit you in the long run.
Yep.
Like, when I actually am aware of what I need in the morning, how I function throughout the day, and you remove the guilt, you show up better for your clients and your people.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Well, it comes back to being able to, it's like the whole airplane thing, right? When you're flying with a kid, it's like you have to put on your mask first before you can put on anybody else's. And I think being able to control your schedule, doesn't matter if you're not a morning routine girly. Have a routine throughout the day, something that can kind of reset you. And unfortunately, in the 9 to 6, we just don't have that ability. We don't have that ability. And then by the time you get home, you're rinse and repeating, right? Yeah. You're doing dinner, you're doing bath time if you've got kids, and you're like trying just to unwind the last like hour of the day. And that is not enough.
Yeah.
So being able to put yourself first a little bit will set you up for success.
100%. One more time for the people in the back.
Being able to put yourself first will set you up for success.
I'm so glad you actually said it again.
You stared at me like,
I
want you to say it. So I was like, oh, she really means it. You guys know I will say anything. I will do anything.
I love it. Well, you guys, if you are in the spot where you're like, okay, I hear you and I'm ready to make a change, jump into our free ebook, because we're going to actually walk you through what it looks like to get started as a virtual assistant, services you can offer, and ultimately how to start building a business that works with your life.
And please don't tell me you don't have a skill set that you can turn into a business, because I call bullshit on that one. I'm just telling you, I mean, I was in optometry, you guys. I have skills that I brought into the VA space that weren't just what I did every day, but other skills that I had. And that's what we're really teaching you, is to look at the skill set that you have outside of your hard skills. Look at your soft skills, look at your strengths, look at everything else, because I guarantee you, you can make that into a virtual assistant business.
Fully. Mic drop.
Do you want me to say that one again? No, just kidding.
Yes, please.
On that note.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. Do what Bree just said. Jump into that ebook and let's make this the best year yet.
Sounds great.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us today. If you could go ahead and leave us a review and let us know what your biggest takeaway was, we'd really appreciate it. And we'd love to connect with you over on Instagram. I'm at EmilyVDW.
And I'm at Bree Galloway_.
See you next week.
Bye.